Hold on, Mishnah. I'm Beis. I'm a Beis at the top. Derech to Menachem Chachamim. So actually, how you said Bita Yotze Me'etzloi before his daughter would go out of his rishus. Omer Lo called the Dor Mishnah Adart B'soich Beisi Harehin Meforin. So without hearing a specific neder, the Mishnah seems to say that you may for the neder just make a general statement following the dorm that she had made. The more is going to discuss how does that work, or does it work or not. Before Nesuin, when she's an Armarosa, Armalok al Dorm Sharadarat, Achla Tikonsi, the Rishusi. Rehin Muforin. Because once she comes into the Rishus, it's Kaidman, which he has no power to make for Kaidman once she's in a Suwa. Okay, so there's no way to make for all of those in the Dorim. Because all kaidmin, the father can't do it, the baal can't do it. That's it. So darkan shalav ubaal kashehein t'min chachamim when they're knowledgeable is lahafer of the rea kaidim shetinase. The gemara mafarish hachafora ikaidim shmiya he ila acher shmiya. Someone's going to grapple with the issue of where was the shmiya, because the pasuk says that you have a power to mefer b'yom shamo, which the chara means you have to hear about it to be able to mefer. So the Gemara, boy, Rami Bracham, a baal mash yofer below shmiya. Can the baal be made for without shmiya? What's the question? It says b'shama isha dafkahu I love dafkahu. The pasuk says that it's only a power of being made for. It says b'shama isha when her husband heard about it. So is that required or not? So Amar Rav, that's a fair shemish to derech to the chachamim. Toshma derech to the chachamim. Actually, yotzis bitami etzloi. Amar lo kol adam shel adar b'soi beis rein meforin. V'haloi shama. So he didn't hear it. So my answer is the chishama who the mefer. He's being mefer. That he's being made for when he hears. He's made for them again when he hears them. The Morris says, "Okay, so what is this?"
It would be too late, though. Right. In other words, she's going to be in Nesua, so the Av is not going to have Rishus.
Correct. So we're saying that he's being made for only when he hears. 1 second. So Morris says, "In Kain Kilo Shama Loma the Mamer." So what is he accomplishing now with saying this? If he only is made for it again when he hears about it, so what is he accomplishing by being made for now? So what he does is he says, "Listen, I would like to make for all the dorm that you made before you leave my rishus. So tell me what you did, and then she will tell him. And by doing that, he'll be made for them when he hears that." So the point of the Mishnah is the Chachamim, they would specifically enter into discussion with their daughters or with their wives about this issue in order to be made for it when they hear it.
Do you act like you're married? So maybe the case is
Toshma Mizev Kenabal actually tikkunas the Rishusai Hakanami the Amar Law Lchishaman. He says this the Hafora when he hears about it. Okay. Toshma. We have later on. I think it's a Mishnah. Harim le Ishta kol adorim shel siduri atch obem mimakam ploini harehin mu kayamen hare tzalor merklum. So he's putting a kiyum in place for all in the dorm that he's going away, and he's saying till I come back. Any net that you make, I'm going to be mekayim. Doesn't work. Harehin mu foreign. Rabbi Eliezer says that case works. Okay.
give you from now.
So we'll have to see what the difference between.
I'm going to get paid off.
Her kobe etaphor is.
I'm going to give you 200 zoos.
But the more says, but meanwhile, we have a more basic problem with the Holy Shama. He's telling her, when I hear about them, I'll be made for them.
If he pays it up. If he does pay it.
The Gemara says, okay, so then we're back to... So why is he saying that he's putting that four in place right now that should take effect after he hears. So you have to wait until after he hears.
Okay.
So just be made for it then. So Kasar Dilma Matrid Nahi Shaita. So we're being mechadish over here that you can put the hafara in place that it should take effect after he hears. And he's worried about the issue of him waiting to be mefer when he hears, because he might be distracted and forget to be mefer, and then by the time he realizes to be mefer, it's too late. So this way he has an automatic hafara in place which will take effect as soon as he hears.
You know
what?
I got to the house. Very, very simple house.
Definitely not worth it. Okay. And there clearly be no records to be significant baggage.
Okay. Let's see the run. So we're holding in the run of the Gemara, which is all the way up the second narrow line. He doesn't know about a netter. He'll be made for that should take effect.
Is that
to
be his, or is
he just
showing it to us?
So Mishnah says, even though he gave the example of the shayla by case of a bal, which means a nosui, but it's lav dafka. You could have the same shayla by the oris and the same shayla by the father. So v'shama isha dafka hu or lav dafka el urchaz milsanaka. The pastor is saying that normally he'll be made for when he hears. The language of Mishnah says all of them are dorm. The shemana sheminu haber the memer neder plenty of plenty. He's there because he made for each neder, right? As opposed to all the dorm. Sounds like he's discussing generally everything which he has out there.
It's a way of expressing
everything which he has out there, even though he hasn't heard it. Some more answers. The chishamo de mefer. Kishayish machakach nedarim shenodra choizer mefer oisa. When he hears the nedarim, he'll be made for that. Some more says, in ken kilo shama lama the mefer. So meanwhile, why should he discuss it? Malahavra asava kafor shenim weelis. He's doing a fur which doesn't work. Kivish asava laachs lahavra kishayish manadereh. So he's. I don't know if she has a netter. I'm gonna do a fur which I don't know about a netter. Which doesn't work. When you hear that, you'll be made for it. Somewhere it says, "Urcha that the minchah tzimur rabbanon lahadurei." The derech is that he will derech shem minchah and lachazer aleha is to seek after it. Well, Erman law called the derech should adart arein muforin. You should know any net that you made, it should be mufor. So in order to start the conversation, so she thinks about it and she says, "Remaris, another point in the dart." She says, "Oh, I made this in this letter."
The third case,
okay, fine. Further on the cash, we're going to see that in a few lines down, we're going to say that even if you hold that four doesn't work without Shemiyah, but making that four that should take effect after the Shemiyah does work. So maybe that's shot in the Mishnah. Right? Why do we have to use this approach, which is a doichik? Let's say like this, the Amar Lo, the Kishimana. I'm putting in place
a statement of automatic kafura, which will take effect after the Shemiyah. Umahani, and that works. And that's the more said later on. Yeshar medulah dami. No, it's not the same. The kamon kima tartina and hachi. Sahani mili barmer leishra the lechishama nami rishos akaimu. Over there, she's ready in the suah. There's no issue of rishos, and I'm putting in place. The hafora should take effect after the shemiyah. So that's always going to work. Shemachim mahali. Avla hacha. Lachishama karyotza merishus av. We're afraid that he'll only hear about it after she leaves. Shainisse, she's about to mean this, become a nesua. So what does it mean? He's telling her now she's a nesua, but when I hear it, it should take effect. It's too late. So the only etza is to take effect now. So therefore, the more says either you hold, you can be made for those you didn't hear, or he has to hear about them now, which is what the more is being doyich.
It's still a chiddush because I mean we're saying that it's effective retroactively, right?
What in Eliezer? And when the more in Eliezer?
Yeah.
No.
More stringent and easy.
He's making a hafara now, which will take effect after he hears. It's not retroactively.
Okay. It's not once he hears and it goes back.
Right. No. I mean, it'll take effect.
Instantaneous.
He's just putting in place. It'll, when she makes a neder, when he hears the neder, automatically it'll take effect then. Right. Avachena Baal. So how name the Hishama? Welcome, Ashlan. The earth, the earth, the Shemir Rabbanan Laduri. Now, we don't have that in our Gemara. We just have the words Hakinami the Amar La the Hishamana. So they have a Girsa also Welcome, Ashlan. The Shemir Rabbanan Laduri. That whole phrase. It's actually what we have in the Gemara. Kachi Girsa mixes a swarim. So that's the Girsa, the high Girsa, according to this version. Havile Peruka Kehida Le'el. So it's the same terrors as the piece of Gemara before. Vika Nuska de Garsi Hachi Lachi Shamana.
But it really sounds like she's
not Kadesh. So then we have the Gisla Gargamor, the Amr Law, Lachish Shemana, when I hear it. So, the Chisirlo, the Nehi, the Gehecha, the Av, Lacha Shmiel, Loy Motzi Mefer. Hachinam Bel, Lacha Shmiel, Loy Motzi Mefer. Shinabal Mefer Bekoidman. Okay. So, the father is leaving the rishus of the. She's leaving the father's rishus. So, if he doesn't hear it now, this is his last chance to hear. So, the chor of the bell is the same thing, because right now she's in Arvis. If he doesn't hear it now, he only hears it after the nesuin. It's kaidman, so he can't be made for then. Okay, so we have the same problem, the chor that. The only eight is for him to hear it now. Okay. The Gabi Bal, Matsurtin and Hachi. But the Gabi Bal, we can say like this. So by the father, I can't say it should take effect when I hear it because it's too late. But by Bal, you can say like this. The Amr Law, Kadim Shemiya, Lachi Shemana, Tachol Hachafora. He's saying that when I hear it, the Hafora should take effect, and that's going to work retroactively.
When he gives it, when she's
going to take effect. The Bishtam Av, Lachi Mishum de Mesuan, and Afkle Mishus of the Gamri. But the father, he loses all control over the daughter. That's it. Well, Vala Arab and Asuan Ilale the Rishus.
It has to be.
Okay, so she goes into his Rishus. So, in regards to Rishus and her, he has Rishus. But we have a halachic issue of Kaidman. In my time, I'm reading the Abal Mefer Bekaidman. Mishum the Salak Layav. So the father was made for his portion. The Baal agreed it was also made for. The Baal, even though it takes effect, I'm sorry, not retroactively, but later on, that's how he wants to suggest. And then he says, after Nami delay, it works retroactively.
Yes.
Then nearly the farish of Gersuzu. So he says, either you're going to say, which is, I prefer this pshat of saying it worked retroactively than saying this other pshat that we're saying, which is like an interesting combination of. But the first Gersa doesn't accept the whole idea. It's the case of the Baal is the same, it's just the same as the father. But according to this Gersa that you say that works the Chishamana, either it's going to work, how far it works retroactively. So then, when he hears about it, it means the father heard about it, the father was made for it. Then the Baal didn't necessarily hear about it. He says, but when I hear about it, it should take effect. Then retroactively, it'll take effect from the time when the father heard about it and it was made for him. And the Baal said, I'll be made for it from that. Or he says this other pshat that the father was made for him. The Baal was mitzarev to the father and also made for him. And now, later on when he hears about it, he's made for
him. Almost like a netter.
He's made for it. When he hears about it, therefore it can take effect then. It's koidman. The issue of koidman is only because it was in the Rishus of the Av who didn't address it. Well, the father did address it. The father's addressing it doesn't work without his. He also addressed it. So you make this hybrid. Interesting.
But that's the explanation is based on Kodmin being the joint power. And not actually a change in the nature of the thing, or a change in the ability of the thing upon a change of status.
Correct. In other words, we have this discussion before, like, what is the father / Baal's power over a neder that they didn't hear yet. It was done under their watch. It's under their purview, but they didn't hear it. Is that as opposed to when they hear the neder? That's really now they're it's under their power to be made for or not. We discussed this in regards to Dinam Nisroiknas. So we had a possibility of a difference between the two. That was the aura that the father can take it back, or that the Oris Achron can be made for. It's only the aura which the Oris Rishon didn't hear. But, so those are never his. So nothing goes to the Oris Achron. But the ones that he heard belong to him, and it can't go to the Oris Achron. And Shmuel said, no, there's no difference. So now we're hearing that Savora in the other direction. In other words, that the reason why a Baal can't be made for Bekaidman, according to this Peshat, is not because Betsim can't be made for Bekaidman. It's because the Nadorim, which took place before, weren't under his Rishus, they were under the Rishus of the Father. Even the Father never heard that, theoretically. So that's what. So it's they belong to the Father, and the Father never was made for, so the Baal can't be made for. This Peshat that the Rana is suggesting. So you're right, it's a Rishus issue, not an intrinsic problem of Kaidman. Even though the father never heard about it, but they belong to the father.
And therefore, all the cases in which they use that logic.
Okay.
So like even though it's not the conferred logic for this case, but there's one.
Which is an interesting way of having the flow in Shmuel's din. There is. We contemplated the concept is that maybe if the in the case of the Oris, if he didn't hear about it, it's not really his. So that's why the Oros Achron can be made for. When he hears about it, it's his. The Oros Achron can't be made for. Shmuel said, no, there's no difference. So the simple way you can understand, I mean, there's no difference. And neither one really belongs to him. Now he's saying, we were saying all around, both belong to him. Whether you heard about it or not, it belongs to him. It's still the din of Oros Achron can take over. Okay. Toshua Armel Ishtar, so he tells his wife that you're going to be Taduri, Achabim, Complaining, Rehain, Kayamil, or Merklum. First time, I'll come over, Mesitza, and Rehain, fine. Why Kayamil doesn't work, that's the Mishalet around. Rehain, Mufur, and Ablazer, Mufur, Kobe, Rehain, Mufur. So Morris says, according to Ablazer, it's Mufur. So the Chabim, hold, you can't do that. But the Ablazer holds you could be Mefer, but the Holy Shama. So on the round going to say, so it means you're being a right from Eliezer. Maybe the Chama argue on that. So the round, no. We're not only being a right from Eliezer. That can only plague your abundant lady of Eliezer, Elimishim, the Katia Lechaili. They say later on that the problem is they can't be made for since it's not here. So they say, and that which is Bolachal Hekim is Bolachal Hefer. Since these are the term, you can't be Mekim, you can't be Mefer either.
He makes the same thing, I'm not giving you that. Nothing happened.
If he's saying he wants them to take effect of the Chishamana, okay. He wants it to take effect after the netter, before he hears about it. That's the more the right now in this step of the Gemara. He's not going to hear about it, but they should take effect after she makes the netter. So it works. So Alma b'Shama Yisrael is loved after. Some more answers. He says it should take effect after he hears. Okay. Now Lino Nuski de Garci Leel Bahaka the Amr Lachi Shamana Garci Hacha the Garci over here the Garis Hacha Nami the Amr Lachi Shamana. So that's what the word Nami means. Because we already brought this idea up once before, so the more saying that over here also the same answer. Hachanami Dharma Lachi Shamana. Okay. But according to the Pshat that we weren't Garis that answer before, this is the first time we're saying it, so what's the word Nami? Okay. The Enoch according to the other Pshat, to Pirsha Batoisis, to love the memory of the Hu Amr Stam Mufra Lachi, Vaneder Botum Elo, Kishishmano, the Zomer Lobehedja, Botu Lachi Lachi Shamano. So the Nami is saying that he also says the words Lachi Shamano. Because it's not, we can't say, we don't assume that's what he means, that he meant, when he says this lashon of Mufra Lachi, he meant that it should take effect Lachi Shamano. But Hachanami, the case was that he also said the words Lachi Shamano. Okay. Fine. When I hear, right, Lachi Shamano, he has to say the words Lachi Shamano. Toshma. He's going out with Derek, and he's meanwhile he's leaving somebody to take care of the needs of his wife, family. Kaladar shed Naderis Ishti Mikan Achabam Milkam Foini Hafer. So the father the husband gave a directive to the Apitropis that any of the dorm that you hear my wife making, I want you to be made for. The Hefer law and the Happy Shoppist did as he was told. So Yachu Yehumu Foren
I might think that it works. Tamalom Isha Yikimenu Isha Yifirenu. Dibur Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua says, the pasuk says explicitly that it requires the husband.
They can hold it back.
The Rosh Hashanah Rosh is the fact that it says the word Isha twice. Okay. Could have said Isha Yikimenu V'yofirenu. It stresses it a second time. It stresses the Dafka, the Baal, not anybody else. Amar Lo Rabbi Yonasan Metzina B'chol Torah Kula Shul Chashanam Kamaisoi. The idea that it's the individual doesn't preclude Shlichus. So Shlichus works. So you can make a shliach. That it works. So the Mora, Vafilu Rabbi Yoshi, Lekamer Ela Mishum Gzeres Hakosav Hu, Avishal Yikimenu, Avishal Yifirenu. Avad Kol Yal Moshul Hashalom Kamoisoi. Theoretically, Shul Hashalom Kamoisoi should work. He just happens to have a diuk in the pasuk that over here doesn't work. But we're not for that; it would work. In other words, even though you can make a shliach on the act of hafora, but you can't replace the Baal for the act of shmiyah. So the Gemara is saying, if you tell me the husband can only be made for something that he heard, or the father can only be for something that they heard, so the Baal's power of hafora, he can outsource his power of hafora to somebody else. That's part of shlichus. But he can't replace the halacha that he has to hear about it, and he didn't hear. So you see that it worked without him hearing. So that hafora worked even though he didn't hear about it. Zamora says, "Hachanami Domra le lachishamana meferle." I want you to be mefer when I hear about it. Zamora says, "Lachishama le for the who?" So then do it yourself already. So Savra Dilma Matridna. He's concerned that maybe he'll be torah when he hears it. So. So, we said before that lachishamana works. So the apitropos can do the same thing. The apitropos can tell her, according to so the apitropos says to the woman when she makes it, and the apitropos hears it, "I'm being made for it. That it should take effect after your husband hears." Because he has the power of hafora. There's a crime within the husband hearing, so I'm being made for this to take effect after your husband hears. So that works. So this way, when the husband hears about it, he doesn't have to be made for it because he's worried he'll be torah, so the apitropos took care of it.
Both here and see.
So from the other examples, it appears that we don't need to know the nature of the matter for the hafara, that the hafara can be proactive than taking effect upon hearing.
I mean, obviously, but hafara is limited to whatever it applies to. He's referring, whatever it applies to.
Right, but he has no idea what it might be.
The specific.
Might be orange juice, might be who knows what.
Correct.
So he doesn't have to have any knowledge of the matter.
Correct.
Well, to make this statement. And
correct.
Presumably when he hears it, at that point he gains knowledge.
Correct.
And here we're doing so the same thing with the apotropos. And then it would suggest that the apotropos doesn't have to have any knowledge of it, doesn't have to actually heard it. It could be made for in front of other people and not in front of her each day. And then when the husband hears, the hafar is effective even though the apotropos is ignorant as to what the netter was.
Theoretically, even in the case which we're given, that wasn't the case. It sounds like that the Baal told the apotropos, "When my wife makes a netter, you should be made for it."
Yes.
So he heard it. The problem we have over here is just the Pashan Kesh, but if you're going with the Chor of the Chishamana, let the husband do the same thing already also himself.
Yes.
Like what he had the Pashamas for.
Right.
So,
it's just an insurance about you know, the husband being caught up in something else.
No, I'm not. True. The Ron's going to ask. The way we're learning over here, the apichopis is mafer. And he says, I'm being made for now, this should take effect after your husband hears.
Yes.
So let the husband do the same thing. I'm being made for now, it should take effect after I hear.
Yes.
So, yeah, when I hear it, I might be torrid. But my insurance policy for that problem is by saying, now, when I'm not torrid, he's leaving. You know what? She might be made for in the dorm. You know, let me take care of it now, because when I come back, it's going to be a God's ASIC. She's done. I made this, and that, and I'm going to be so busy settling in, I'm going to forget. You know what? I'm saying right now. When I hear, it'll be a move for it. What do you need that pachubis for? So, so the Ron asked that question. Okay, let's see the Ron. Let me start the Ron. So on Ayin Beis and Beis, Tosha Ormer Lapichopis, Mikan Achavoy. I'm leaving right now. Usha, until I come back. So the point over here is not. It's not this point. It's not. Even though really he's saying a time issue, but he means because I'm leaving, I want to. You don't want to address this.
We're still trying to answer our
questions. Straightforward. Tamil Isha, Yikimeno Bisha, Yifirano, the Kiman, the Kosra, Isha, Trezimni. Mashavadavki, Isha, Voloy Hashliach. Even though we have a rule of Shushan Kamois, over here it's excluding it. Shimachal Tarkul, Shushan Kamois, Grafinova, Perakish Makash. For the Makash, Voloy Shamalay, the husband didn't hear Karmar. Baal. The Baal didn't hear. So, boy Shmia must be, you don't need the husband to hear. Further on the boy Shmia. Maybe no. Maybe we do need Shmia. The answer is, the Ika Shmia, the Apichopis. Kim the Shukh Shalom Kamois. How will they kill the Shama Baal?
Right? As we say, they grew on the ground.
Okay. So, what do you mean the husband didn't hear? As much as Shtichu Shalom Kamoisu works, so if he becomes the representative of the Baal, so the Baal heard? One of our Rebbeim said, well, you know, if you understand that the Shlichus is like a clone, so there are two Reuvens walking around. There's Reuven, the husband, and there's another Reuven walking around. So Reuven, number two, right? Heard? So Reuven heard? Tirtza B'Toysis, B'Shem Rav Rav Yosef Zal. So Toysis answered, the lesson. No. The Im Isa, the boy Shmiya, because if you need Shmiya, Mikamina the Baal, Le Motzi Mefer, Mishlech Motzi Mashmi, we have a concept of that you can't make a Shlech on something that you can't do. So if your power of Hafora on the Netter only becomes a power once you hear it, so you can't make an agent to represent you at something which you don't have the power to do yet. Even though at a time that the agency will be effective, theoretically, but again, you didn't hear about it. So you, the Baal, if you tell me that you require Shmiya, what you're really saying is that the husband's power over a netter only starts once he hears. See, he has no power to make a shliach over such a thing. Is that the Ran?
I'm not sure I followed that.
The Moran Nazar says that this price is going like your Eliezer. The Shilly Adam Mefer Nidra Easter Kadam Shataduri Kadam Shatar. The other Rabbanon Hechim Lamer Rabbi Anderson Matzinim Chol Tarko Shulsham Kamoisai. He committed the Eol and Motzi Mefer.
keeping the kachi loy nadra ishtoi mishtech motzi mashri. The more it applies the same type of idea, the mechlokas we had before of being made for something before it happens. So according to the Rambam, you can't do that. So more says you can't do that. You can't make a shliach about it either. Even though the shliach is only going to be made for when he hears after the neder is real. So I have a theoretical power over all my wife's adorim when they happen. The more says that's not enough. According to the Rambam, if a neder doesn't exist, you have no power over it. You can't make a shliach about it either. So Zok Rabbi Yosef, the same way the more said that true in regards to the requirement of the neder existing according to the Rabbanan. If you tell me there's a requirement of Shmiya, so I don't have a power over that either. So I Vaitzer can't make a shliach for that. We didn't discuss this. Very bekitzer. There's, you know, one of the famous lakiras, the shlichus, is shlichus that the person becomes you, or the shlichus is that you give over your power to the other person, but he's not you. You're authorizing him to use your power. One of the ways to understand the Gemara, you have the Gemara in Gittin in the sixth parak, the more learns out the way most Rishonim learn that there's a difference between appointing a shliach to give a get and appointing a shliach to accept a get. A husband can appoint a shliach to give the get, and the wife can appoint a shliach to accept the get for her. The more has two different psukim for that. And in halacha, the way the Rambam learns, to appoint the shliach to give a get, you don't need edim. To appoint the shliach to accept the get, you need edim. Not just to prove it. I mean, shliach to give the get, he walked in with the get, so probably he got it legally. So that itself is proof. But the Rambam says that the reason why you need a shliach to accept the get is because it's in davar shemir pachas mishnayim. So why do you say in davar shemir pachas mishnayim and giving the get? In davar shemir pachas you need to wait it. So the way the Nosei Kelim understand the Rambam, because the same way to make a Kedushin, the reason why you need to wait for a Kedushin, not because to prove it, intrinsically a Kedushin without to wait is not a Kedushin.
Exactly.
So a Gerushin without to wait is not a Gerushin. And an appointing of a Shliach with Kabbalah without to wait is not a Shlichus. And what about Shliach with Halacha? So the answer is, a woman has no power of gerushin. The husband has a power of gerushin. The husband's giving over his power of gerushin to somebody else. By giving him that person again, he's giving over the power of gerushin. The woman has to create a clone. She's passive. She's totally passive in the gerushin. She has no power over gerushin. It's placed on her, whether she likes it or not. She's divorced. So what you're saying is that there's two Leahs now. There's one Leah with a big white beard named Leah. When the get is put on him, as if she's divorced. How does that work? Especially you're creating a new wife. That then obviously needs to wait. That's like marriage. Right? For this purpose, there's another wife here in her stead. So that's not the normal din of shlichus. The normal din of shlichus, and that's a special din by shlichus of Kabbalah, which needs two aides, and it's a whole different din. But the normal din is all you do is you're giving over your power to do something to somebody else. So in that, the Gemara says we have this. If you can't do it, you can't make a shliach. Theoretically, then you'll be able to do that. That's not enough to create the concept of shlichus.